let's see, wild slash wonderful, wild and or wonderful, wildly wonderful, wildly, comma, wonderfully, wonderfully wild, wild, wonderful, wild, wonderful, wild, semicolon, wonderful, wild, colon, wonderful, wild enough for you, wild women are wonderful, wild, period, wonderful, period, and that would end it, no, full of wide wonder, wild and wonderful, West Virginia. That's it. Well, I took a little something off, you know, because a lot of, you know, that'll get a lot of those guys. They go for those. They look shit. It's like falling off a table.
Yeah.
My fastball, this is.
The splitter.
You should see my changeup. It never even gets there. How about wild but wonderful? That doesn't sound exactly right either. Got wild, if you're wondering. No wonder it's wild. No, I don't know. I'll stop. It's a bit, because they went wild, comma, wonderful, and it used to be wild and wonderful. Now, are they back to wild and wonderful? Or different connective? Okay, fine. Don't want to talk about it. We'll talk about something else. Great to be back in beautiful West Virginia in Charleston. The jewel in the setting that is West Virginia. The Mountain State. Thanks for having us. It was just yesterday, I was rolling down the river. I can't pronounce, apparently. Because you say Kanawha, and it say, no, they say it, it's like two syllables. Kawa? Kanawha. Kawa, what? What'd they say? Kanawha? Kanawha. Okay. Thank you very much, and I'll forget it again next time. Each time I try to learn that, and I know it. The Kanawha. That's what it was. Okay. Very nice. Very, very nice. And got to throw out that baseball. It's the first time in my life I threw out a first pitch.
Yeah.
First time I threw a hardball, actually, come think of it. I practiced with an apple in the airport on the way in because I was very worried about it. But it wasn't quite the same once you get up there and you see that. It's actually quite a huge distance between the plate and the mound.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, it was fun. Great. In the news here, let's see, what do we got here? Oh, imagine my feeling, though. We got off the plane, opened the newspaper. Headline, Garrison resigns. Oh, for a moment there, I was... Well, you can imagine. I thought it was Keeler. You know, I had no idea this other stuff was... Wow, I felt like Hillary right after the primary there. For those few minutes, you know, wow. Turns out it's the university president, not the home companion, but that's okay. What is the big deal about that? Anyhow, it's a business degree. Connections should count. Easily worth 22, 24 hours just for having connections. Business was an EMBA ersatz. They are, of course, now funding the Heather Gresh chair at the business school. Well... It's a stool, actually. And they're checking her birth certificate for authenticity. So they're actually... If it turns out she's not the governor's daughter, her degree is in serious jeopardy, ladies and gentlemen. But the way I look at it, at least it wasn't a medical degree, you know, because you hate to find out your neurosurgeon only had in 22 hours, you know. And just as you're going under, you notice that on the transcript. And in all the West Virginia news that isn't, Hillary declares victory in the West Virginia Open. Turns out Lynn Cheney was Lynn Cheney before she married Dick. And she will be after her, too, I imagine. Driver is attracted to West Virginia for the appealing price of a half gallon of gasoline. 204 looks pretty good on the pump there, and you see that can draw them in from all over. The Beckley police get tasers because they got them in Coal City, ladies and gentlemen. And Odd, even. They got a taser there in Odd, too. Former Congressman Russ Weeks suing to get the additional $16 per diem he's got coming. Cover me, will you, Jim? I think it's time to slip out here. I'm going to slip in this boat and go down the Kanawha.
Yeah.
Where was I? Oh, yes. State making a big push for West Virginia ethanol, also known as moonshinahol. But it's tough to convince people to pour it in a gas tank. It seems like a waste. Senator Byrd has arranged for a giant pork barrel to cover Riverfront Park in Charleston. It's a thing of beauty. They should do it. That would be a fitting tribute to the Senate. A Wisconsin SWAT team has been dispatched to West Virginia to help with the beer dumping. What's that?
I can't hear.
You can't hear? Oh, you're not missing much. I can go back over this. Is the PA not on in the house?
I thought it was on. But
house PA. Can you hear now?
You can hear it
can
now.
Can you hear me now?
They can.
Can you hear me now? Well, you missed some terrific jokes, then. Let me tell you that. You're going to be, when you read the transcript of this trial, you're going to love this stuff. All right. You got the Senator Byrd one, though, in the pork barrel, didn't you? Did you get that in back? Hello. I can't see you. You can't hear me. This is perfect. Okay, cover me. It's my dream. The Wisconsin SWAT team. Okay. An updated theater, West Virginia, is going to mount Honey in the Vagina monologues. Updating the whole concept. They will be tripling the next university president's salary, since he'll have to pay for the governor's kids and nephews out of his own pocket. And that's pricey. You know, with fees and books and everything, it gets quite pricey. Charleston Mayor Danny Jones is hoping to keep his health department guy, Kerry Gately, until he can name a baby after him. It's an honor the mayor bestows.
That's right.
He names a baby after you, which is an odd thing to do, by the way, think about it. But instead of losing two traffic lanes on Kanawha Boulevard, the mayor has decided to fill in the river. Kind of defeats the riverfront concept, but Rich Rodriguez says when he signed the contract, he didn't realize it meant he was going to Michigan. Came as a shock to him, ladies and gentlemen. He's not, you know, a lawyer or anything. So. He will have to give back the MBA and pay off the $4 million in lottery tickets. That's what he's going to do. The osteopath who generated 124 malpractice suits turns out to be a lawyer. Not an osteopath at all. Delegates at the Democratic State Convention vote to remove bottoms of mountains so it will not be so noticeable. Besides, who wants to be known as the topless mountain state, ladies and gentlemen? Maybe in Beckley, where the United Way event at Hooters was a huge success and an uplifting experience for all. Some real eye-popping contributions. The Fayette County Board says you can chew in Fayette, but you have to spit in Boone. They're getting tough. They're still cleaning up here after all the pamphlets from the Jehovah's Witness convention here in Charleston. The witnesses are actually going online with pop-up watchtowers. So that should be annoying. The Charleston law firm Neely and Callahan is suing the Yellow Pages for listing them as Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. Little local thing there. Apparently Howe is no longer with them. So. The residents near the airport are asked to check Jaeger mudslides for aircraft. Some of them seem to have slipped off the runway. Ending the long museum controversy, the state capitol to be turned into a museum itself with a legislative diorama, so that's quite and a very attractive capitol it is, too. We should gold plate ours.
Yes.
You know? That's a good idea. Nicholas County 911 director defends Enzyte purchases as coming under the emergency response umbrella. Enzyte. Doesn't even work, does it, Jim?
I don't think so.
You still waiting on that, or what?
Yeah. Takes a while.
Okay. Beckley, police ticket pickup driver with baby riding on console for improper bungeeing. Didn't have him bungeed right, see, that's what I'm saying. Anyhow, Thundering Herd receives $500,000 to be stampeded by the Wisconsin Badgers in September. Says they want more, you know. Northern Illinois got $1 million just for laying down. They come over and lay down each year. It's an honor. West Virginia's oldest groom, 96, does not marry the youngest bride, 14. So too, the youngest and oldest divorced women, 13 and 93, were not divorced from one another, so just so there. In Huntington, the Click It or Ticket campaign ends when it is discovered most drivers are using seatbelts as holsters. The Supreme Court says that's cool. Five justices are packing under their robes. I don't know if you know that, actually. Scalia uses a pistol for a gavel on the Supreme Court. There's new deadbeat gambler software at West Virginia casinos. When you hit the slots, it releases a child support funnel. I don't know how they know that. It's amazing. With 7 days to the smoking ban, VFW boys in their foxholes are told, smoke them if you got them. Blogs to combat West Virginia stereotypes, as in put the knives where they blogs, and the spatulas too. Kind of puts a smile on me like a wave on a slop bucket, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the West Virginia news that is, and thank you so much.